From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Millions of Californians have experienced the state's harsh insurance landscape. With premiums that have increased, some have skyrocketed, policies have been dropped, while others have fought for claims after a widespread disaster, like wildfires. This election, voters will decide who will regulate one of the world's biggest insurance markets. Levi Sumagaisai is an economy reporter for the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state, and she's been tracking the California Insurance Commissioner's race and joins us now. Welcome back.
Thanks, Vicky.
So, Levi, what are the main responsibilities of the insurance commissioner?
Sure. So the insurance commissioner regulates what is the nation's largest property insurance market. So that includes policies for homeowners and businesses and landlords, renters, and then also auto insurance. And then the commissioner also leads the insurance department, which by law must review and approve premium increases. And then the commissioner also regulates life, health, and workers' comp in California.
In terms of authority, one statewide office isn't like the other. How much power does an insurance commissioner hold in California?
Well, because of Prop 103, which regulates insurance in California, the insurance commissioner has the power to, approve rates for insurers. So what that means is insurance companies cannot raise premiums unless the insurance department approves it. So that's one big power, prior approval. However, the insurance commissioner must act within the law, even though the insurance companies are supposed to follow the law. The insurance commissioner has sort of limited power to hold insurance companies accountable. I think that's part of what we're dealing with in California.
What have previous insurance commissioners said about the job? You interviewed a couple.
Yes. So Congressman John Garamendi has held the job twice. He was the state's first insurance commissioner, first elected insurance commissioner. And then he held the job again years later. He has called the insurance commissioner job, especially at this moment, the second hardest job in the state behind governor.
And who else did you talk with? Who has filled this role?
Oh, yes. Former insurance commissioner Dave Jones, who was insurance commissioner before the current one, Ricardo Lara. So, Dave Jones now does a lot of work around environmental issues. And yes, he has also weighed in and he is actually endorsing one of the candidates in this race.
Well, let's focus on Ricardo Lara, the current insurance commissioner. How has his terms been?
Yeah, so Commissioner Lara has, has had this job for two terms, and this is his last year in the position. During his term, the state saw its largest, most destructive, deadliest fires. And so that has drastically upended the insurance market in California. And, as we know, some insurance companies have either stopped writing policies in high-risk areas in California or have non-renewed other, insurance, their customers. And so Commissioner Lara has had to try to figure out how to balance insurance availability in the state with trying to keep insurance affordable to Californians.
What has his relationship been with insurance companies?
Yeah, so early on, the commissioner, Ricardo Lara, pledged not to take insurance company money. And then he was found to have done so. And then he apologized and returned the money. And so he has been, rightly accused of having insurance industry ties. And people continue to think that he has a cozy relationship with the insurance industry. However, you know, he doesn't have fans on both sides. Like some of the insurance industry have accused his Department of Insurance of not approving rate increases fast enough. You know, they have complaints about the insurance department. And so he was, you know, he has not been popular on, you know, sort of both sides of the coin there.
All right. Well, let's turn to this race. There are 12 candidates running for insurance commissioner. So that is a crowded race. Is this a competitive race?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. There are folks in, you know, who have thrown their hat in the ring who have never held office before, and have not raised a lot of money, which, as we know, you need in order to run a competitive race in California. But there are folks who have not held office, who have raised a lot of money, including Patrick Wolf, who is a Democrat who has mostly self-funded his race, has put $600,000 of his own money into the race.
Well, let's dive into your story. You interviewed the main candidates, the top five. There are four Democrats and one Republican. So let's focus on Democrats for a moment. State Senator Ben Allen, former state lawmaker Stephen Bradford, former San Francisco supervisor Jane Kim, and financial analyst, you just mentioned him, Patrick Wolf. What are the main distinctions between these four candidates?
Sure. I would start with, I guess, Patrick Wolf, because it's very interesting, right? He is a financial analyst who has an insurance background, and actually obtained his insurance license because he knew he wanted to run for insurance commissioner. He is sort of he's an outsider in this race because he's never held office. However, he has impressed some editorial boards in California who have endorsed him in the race. He is advocating for increased transparency from insurance companies that provide homeowners insurance, life insurance, and he wants to push for more transparency from insurance companies all around.
Yeah, I mean, the other three candidates that are Democrats that you interviewed, they all come with some pretty sizable endorsements. You have current Ben Allen, who is a current lawmaker, getting endorsements from both the Senate President pro tempore, the Assembly Speaker, as well as both senators. You have Stephen Bradford, who's a former lawmaker, endorsed by U.S. Congress members Adam Gray, Luz Rivas, the treasurer, Shirley Weber, who's the Secretary of State. And then with Jane Kim, she has an endorsement from Bernie Sanders, right? So they all have these really sizable endorsements. Is anyone a front runner when it comes to Democrats?
Yes. So I would say that the front runners are Ben Allen and then Patrick Wolf, who has just gotten these endorsements from newspapers around the state. And then, you know, Jane Kim got a sizable number of votes at the Democratic convention, although the Democrats didn't settle on endorsing one candidate. So I would say that, you know, Senator Ben Allen and then former Senator Stephen Bradford, they have the legislative knowledge and experience that you would think that one would need for a position that is going to require a lot of diplomacy. Jane Kim, you know, she used to work for Senator Bernie Sanders. She used to be a Board of Supervisors member in San Francisco. She has headed the Working Families Party for a while. And so, their ideas are, her ideas are drastically different. She is calling for natural disaster insurance for all, which would preserve the private insurance market.
We only have about 30 seconds or so left. And I do want to talk about the Republican candidate that you interviewed. Tell us about him.
Sure. Merritt Farren. He is a former Disney and Amazon executive who lost his home in the Palisades fires last year. And that inspired his run for commissioner. He is advocating for some sort of backstop, state-run backstop for reinsurance to try to keep insurance companies in the state.
Levy, thank you so much for joining us. And top two move to the general, right? Regardless of party?
Yes.
Levy Sumagaisai is CalMatters economy reporter. We've been breaking down the race for California's next insurance commissioner and the big issues facing the next office holder. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.